With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it is my pleasure to welcome our next guest back to the show on the Framingham Ford studio line. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of Deal or No Deal, Howie Mandel, is on with us this morning. Howie.
Hey.
How are you?
Howie.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. We had a discussion the other day about the single greatest game show in the history of game shows, and I guess I wanted to ask you, obviously, you cannot pick Deal or No Deal. We know that. But what do you believe is the greatest game show of all time, Howie Mandel?
Why am I not allowed to pick Deal or No Deal?
Well, because you're on it. I mean, it's your show. I that's not how it works.
But I promise you I would pick it if I wasn't on it.
all right. What would you pick as second? Would you say it's Jeopardy?
I don't do well at Jeopardy.
No?
So, you know, I'm not... The reason that I would continue to say Deal or No Deal is only because it's probably the only game of any game that's on where you could be an idiot and walk out with $1 million.
Right.
You
wow.
don't need to answer any trivia questions. You don't need any physical skill. You don't have to think. It's just risk versus reward, and there's no other game like that.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But there's
Congress.
Yes, the U.S. Congress.
You could walk out of there with $1 million bucks, yes. Sure.
You're right. I didn't think of that. But short of that, it's Deal or No Deal.
It's Deal or No Deal. All right.
Tonight, 9 o'clock,
yeah.
Brand new episode. I'll be tweeting along live at Howie Mandel. Episode tonight.
Let me ask you.
Episode. Do not miss TV.
Let me ask a quick question about Hollywood. Do you believe that Felicity Huffman will take a deal or no deal?
She took the deal, and that's why she's getting the deal.
We've been talking about that all morning. Are you surprised by that?
No. Well, I'm surprised by the fact that there's this big sting, FBI sting, and she gets her house surrounded by FBI with guns drawn.
Yeah.
Because somebody cheated on their SATs.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's
you know, it's like those FBI warnings when you take a when you have a VHS and you're not allowed to make a copy.
Oh yeah. Or a mattress tag or something like that.
Yeah,
you don't want to rip a tag off a pillow or a mattress. I mean, you can imagine. What are you in for?
Yeah, six large.
On the SAT.
Yeah. how long, I mean, it sounds to me like you really like doing Deal or No Deal.
I do. And you know what? It's such kind of a 180 degrees for me because when I got offered it in 2005, I didn't want to do it. And it was the last thing. And I wasn't really a fan of game shows. And that's maybe why it was hard for me to answer your first question.
Yeah.
And if you remember in 2005, there were no comedians doing game shows. You know, that was kind of the punchline. Being a game show host, but my wife talked me into doing it. I did it, and I've never had a bigger success since. And then when that kind of took off, the original Deal or No Deal, then they called Jeff Foxworthy to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and Louis Anderson to do Family Feud, and then it ended up being Steve Harvey, who took over every other show.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, now comedians are part of the landscape in game.
Is the missus like many other wives, and all she talks about when you get home from work is the models that you work with, and starts busting your nuts about that?
No, she doesn't, because I'm promoting this on your show. I don't live in that town, and I haven't told her I'm doing Deal or No Deal. So if you could just keep it to yourself.
Well played, okay. My friend.
All right,
well
that's
played.
Good. That's good.
And if she asked me what my favorite game show was, I would tell her Jeopardy.
You would tell her Jeopardy. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's honestly, I think it's like you said, it's to have the opportunity to win $1 million and you don't have to know everything about
anything.
Not everything.
You don't have to know anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great for the viewers because you get sucked into picking your case. Pick my case.
Well, you know what? People yell at the TV and they take it, and that's what. And what I like about it now versus 10 years ago is social media. So I could sit on Twitter live at Howie Mandel and scream and say everything that I wanted to say that I couldn't say on the stage while we were playing the game.
A texter would like me to ask you, Howie Mandel, if there is any chance of a Bobby's World reboot.
Oh, God.
That would be great. You know, I actually have a meeting next week, so I hope so. I would love to do that. I still do The Voice, and I still have a lot of stories to tell, so I hope so. I would like to do that.
What about the St. Elsewhere reboot?
I would like to do it. I don't know that everybody is available. Not everybody is available. I know Denzel calls me, day in and day out, and I go, not now, I'm busy.
I can't talk to you.
So, but I doubt that that'll come back, but there's a possibility for Bobby.
Was St. Elsewhere, like, the first prime time hospital drama like that spawned Grey's Anatomy? Was that the first one, really?
Way before Grey's Anatomy and way before what was the one that George Clooney was on?
ER,
way before that. Of those ensemble pieces. There was always Marcus Welby, and there were hospital shows, but yeah. Of the big ensemble dramedies, yes, we were the first.
That was a great show.
What?
Disappointed with the ending, the final episode, but, great show.
As many people loved it as hated it. For those that don't know, the entire episode supposedly took place inside the mind of, in a snow globe, inside the mind of an autistic child.
Oh. I know. And I was like, really?
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of like, who shot JR or whatever. Right. It was a dream.
I'll talk to the writers, and maybe they could redo it for you.
Talk to Denzel.
Although, in some cases, I don't know how you feel about this, but I ended up liking the way The Sopranos ended because you kind of get to make a decision on your own about what happened after the diner scene ended. I don't know.
Right. But listen, you're not going to please everybody or even half of everybody that is watching the show with any decision that somebody makes on how they want to end something.
Yeah. Well, deal or no deal, tonight at 9.
Has an amazing ending, so watch it right through to the end. Everybody's
really?
Going to be happy with the ending of tonight's show of Deal or No Deal, 9 o'clock, CNBC, and tweet along with me live at Howie Mandel.
I am told that the ending is Lori Loughlin appears on the set, and the $1 million goes to get her kid into Boston College. Is that true?
Spoiler. You ruined it. Spoiler. But you know what? For those that didn't listen, tell your friends to watch. Call your friends, call your neighbors, Deal or No Deal tonight. CNBC.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. You do an incredible job, bud.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, buddy.
Howie, thank you. All right, there's Howie Mandel.
I forgot to identify yourself as LB.
I'm LB.
I thought
huge
about
fan
it.
Over here.
LB, former Boston Bruin. Howie.
Uh-huh. There it is.
Huge fan. We watch it in the locker room.
I watch it, kid. All right. 9:45. You know what we didn't get to, and I wanted to, but we got distracted this morning. Because I think the story that many are talking about today is interesting, and some might have personal experience in this. Are you up to speed on the man who went on a first date?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.